Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Our phone number is 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. We like our bumper music, so we keep playing it during when we're on the air. That Tony Funderburk, he's good. Tony will give you all the free airtime we can get you. All right, a news story out of Rome. A sad story, and it could bring us to consider doctrine, Christian theology. A woman was killed this past Wednesday in Italy when a nearly 7-foot-tall metal crucifix fell on her head in a small town in southern Italy. Now, depending on your Christian theology, you might say, wow, that's really sad, that's terrible. Or you might be conflicted because you might think that in everything there is meaning. You might think that there's no such thing as chance, which of course there is chance. And if there's no such thing as chance, then every insanity, every absurdity, every filth, every perversion is somehow revelatory. It somehow reveals the mind of God. So people who think that, Christians who follow the thinking of the pagan Greeks, you know, Plato and Aristotle, those guys, where they believed in fate or providence, that God was immutable, that the future was locked, that everything that happened happened for a divine cause. And not that they adhere to that strictly, but Greek drama, ancient Greek drama, like Oedipus Rex, where a prophet at Delphi predicted what would happen to the king and queen's baby. And no matter how they tried to stop that from happening, the terrible things predicted came exactly to pass. And so Christians have adopted these pagan Greek notions of what our existence is like and what God is like. And they've gone through the Bible and interpreted the Bible based on Greek philosophy, instead of condemning Greek philosophy based on the Bible. We did the opposite. And we've been doing that for centuries, interpreting the Bible based on pagan Greek philosophical concepts. Well, at any rate, if you think that everything has a plan, everything happens for a reason, then you think that God targeted this woman's skull with this 7-foot-tall crucifix falling on her and killing her in southern Italy. Her name is Maddalena Camillo, 72 years old. She was walking in the main square in the village of Sant'Onofrio when, now we know where the piano salesman comes from in Denver, right? She was walking in the main square when this crucifix toppled from a monument that was being restored. So, and that's down, where is that region on Italy? It's down near the toe of, you know, the boot-shaped Italy. So down near the toe, that's where this happened. And in our own country last week with Hurricane Ivan, by the way, Hurricane Jean is headed back for the U.S., right? And my parents, Mom and Pops, Alan, Connie, Sharon, they were headed to, they were leaving tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. for Florida, for Vero Beach. And because Hurricane Jean has taken a turn, it's headed right to, what, Palm Springs? Right to Vero Beach it's headed, right where they were. So they just postponed their reservations with American Airlines. But at any rate, Hurricane Ivan last week caused terrible flooding. And in Georgia, a father was desperately trying to save his life and his children. And as the news account told us, he and his daughters were swept into a drainage ditch, and he grabbed onto a tree with one arm, and with the other desperately was trying to save his one daughter and he couldn't grab his third daughter. So while he was saving his 16-year-old daughter, he watched as his 6-year-old daughter drowned. What a horrible tragedy. Cheryl and I have a 6-year-old, and how we cherish our children, and how this time of our lives is, it's got to be the greatest time of our lives that we'll ever have. The blessings we have with all our kids and now grandkids coming along. And we have our youngest, the 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, and the pain, the anguish that this father is going through is just unspeakable. And to think that there are Christians who will add to his torment by saying that this happened for a reason and God in heaven planned for his daughters to die that way and him to be incapable of saving his 6-year-old girl. And that's just so sad that Christianity has adopted that pagan Greek worldview and philosophy, and that Oedipus Rex now comes in the Christian version. Let's go to the phones, 1-800-836-9278. In Decatur, Alabama, Lynn, speak your mind. Hello, Lynn. Oh, we got the caller up here. I can't hear the caller. So we'll try that one more time. Everything out there look okay? All right, Lynn? No, we have no Lynn. All right, we may try another call later in the show, but right now it doesn't look good. Okay. So on this topic, the things that happened, the terrorists in Iraq who have beheaded Americans, it looks like perhaps 2 young Italian women were also beheaded, if those claims turn out to be true, which sadly these claims usually do. The Americans that have been brutally murdered, their heads sawn off. There's a huge segment of the Christian community that thinks it's being wise or spiritual or biblical, saying that this was God's plan. God wanted this for the wife and the daughter of the American contractor who was just brutally murdered. And Christians around them will say this was God's plan. This was the plan of madmen. This was sick. It was evil. And in the Bible, we see where God talks about gross wickedness done by human beings. And at places, he says, well, what's one of the most despicable things described in the whole Bible? And we'll see what God says about it. Well, it's when people would take their infant babies and kill them, offer them as living sacrifices, and kill them to their false gods in idol worship and to the god of Molech. They would take their babies and on an altar to Molech burn a fire and place a living baby on the fire to Molech. And God said how he despised when they would pass their babies through the fire, their sons and their daughters. And in the book of Jeremiah, God says twice, he utterly rejects the notion that some have that everything that happens happens because God planned it, that everything that happens flows as a command from the mind of God, that God commanded exactly what you would eat for lunch today, exactly eons ago, he planned it all out. So if you ate a little too much fat, a little too much sugar, it's God's fault. God planned it. Too many hot fudge sundaes last month, God planned it. You can't say or do anything about it. That everything that happens flows as the result of commands from the mind of God. Well, God in the book of Jeremiah says how they killed their sons and their daughters and burned them alive to Molech. And God said, it never entered my mind that you would do these evil things or to command such wickedness. Let's try this again. Indicator, Lynn. Hello, Lynn. No, we're having phone problems, so let's give up on the phone for today. All right, so we must have a demon in the phone system.
Come out!
Come out. Trying to exercise the phone system. It must be made. Where is it made? In China? Huh. What isn't these days? Okay. Well, thank you for trying to call in, and we'll skip calls till next week. By the way, tomorrow's show is going to be fun. An interview with Bill Gertz. He is the hottest reporter in Washington, D.C. right now. That's according to the Washington Post. And according to the Weekly Standard, Bill Gertz remains a national asset. His latest book, Treachery, How America's Friends Are Arming Our Enemies, Secretly Arming Our Enemies. And it turns out in that book, and we'll interview Bill Gertz about this tomorrow, but that American planes were shot down with French missiles, French anti-aircraft missiles, the Roland missile, and that the French sold. We've been cataloging weapons, munitions, night vision technology used with RPG, rocket-propelled grenades, and it turns out that the French have sold, so far, we've cataloged about 115,000 weapons, pieces of technology, even in the months leading up to the war in Iraq, against their own public commitment, against the sanctions on Iraq that they voted for and agreed to. And so, of course, they opposed America getting rid of a murderous tyrant like Saddam, because Saddam was their ally. They allied themselves with Saddam Hussein and against America. That's the French. But for those conservatives who easily get confused about these things, they say, that's absolutely terrible that the French are doing that, but I believe everything is predestined, they say. And we say, oh, so you think that God predestined the French to perform this treachery and to support a mass murderer, tyrant? You think that's God's plan? So that we can't blame Jacques Chirac? And in the news, what's in the news today about France? They're having a fit internally about whether Turkey should be admitted to the European Union. And the Turks at Denver Bible Church, there was a busload of us in Turkey for 3 weeks this past spring to study the Bible and understand better that part of the world. And it's a 98% Muslim country, secular Muslim government, and there are ministers within France that are taking a fit. They want to keep France out of the EU, and they're saying, for example, that there will be a river of Islam entering into the European Union if they allow Turkey in. And Jacques Chirac is saying, no, we got to let Turkey in, and his ministers are saying, no, we can't. It'd be terrible. By the way, imagine if Bush said anything like that. Bush speaks so glowingly of Islam, far beyond any leader in the world, even Muslim leaders, which perplexes and frustrates many of us conservative Christians. But anyway, the insanity going on in France, where Chirac wants Turkey in and his ministers want Turkey out, and it's all God's plan. It's all God's plan. The tragedy when the traffic accident in Denver, Colorado, at I-70 and C-470, when part of the overpass fell down and a car going under 65, 70 miles an hour, the father, mother, and two kids were killed instantly. Two kids, because the mom, it turned out, was pregnant. So this family of four, they were killed instantly. And there are Christians who say, well, that was God's plan. The crucifix falling on the head of this woman in Italy, that's God's plan. No, it's not. It's a freak accident. Don't turn God into the author of freak accidents. And with the bridge, what, a half hour before that lethal accident, there was a gentleman who drove under that overpass who worked on bridges. He was a construction worker, and he looked at the bridge and he saw that it was wrong. And he called 911 to report that there was something seriously wrong with the bridge. And the 911 operator took his message and called the highway department and immediately sent people out to check out the bridge. And they got there, and there was a confusion. He was talking about the bridge structure itself, a truss that holds up part of the bridge. And the 911 operator thought that he was talking about a sign. So, and they had a hard time hearing, you know, right where major highways intersect, there's often bad cell phone service because 1,000 cars a minute are coming into that little area and the cell sites get overwhelmed. So anyway, he's on the cell phone and he's telling her it's the bridge, a truss or some structure on the bridge. And she says, it's a sign? And he says, yes. He didn't hear her. She didn't hear him. And so the highway operators go out and they find out that, well, the signs are fine. There's nothing wrong with the signs on the bridge. And so, you know, they find one construction sign. Maybe that's what he was referring to. It's over here. Well, that sign's fine. And so they left. And minutes later, this family was killed. And that terrible confusion that occurred, Christians attribute this stuff to God. God is not the author of confusion. Not everything comes from the mind of God. A lot of things come from the perverse minds of human beings. Mistakes, errors, wickedness, that comes from human beings, not from God. And there are some angels that rebelled against God. And so some of the wickedness in existence comes from demons, fallen angels, and a lot of it comes from human beings who hate God or are lazy or not really good at their jobs. And to attribute all these things to the hand of God becomes, it's blasphemous toward God. When we attribute filth and wickedness and evil and sin to the Lord who is righteous, and he's not righteous just on paper. He's righteous in reality. He's not holy and just theoretically. He really is holy and just. So when a drunk driver kills someone in your church or somebody you care about, don't besmirch the name of God by saying this was God's plan or by asking the inane question, why did God do this? God didn't do it. God didn't do it. We did. God created human beings and angels. And his creation of human beings, we are the pinnacle of his creation. And to think that he created us and we can actually do nothing. We can't do anything good. We can't do anything righteous. We can't do anything evil. We're only machines. We're puppets through whom God does everything. That's inane. That's utterly contradictory to the entire story of the Bible. Utterly. Even some go so far as to say that as Christians, we can't do anything good. And only God can do good things through us, but we cannot. And that is so unbiblical. God has made of us new creatures. And the idea that God tells us to love him because it's good for us and he enjoys it. So he commands us to love him with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength, to love the Lord your God. And Christians will so minimize the capabilities of God's creation, so take away from what God has done, that they say, well, we cannot love God. Only, it reminds me of the Larry Crabb deal, only God can love through us, but we can't love of ourselves. And so you wonder, wow, God commands us to love him, but we can't. So only he could love himself through us. We can't add anything to that one way or another. So we're just like zero sum portals. We're like holes floating through outer space. And God sends his love through one of those holes and it boomerangs back to him. And so he loves himself through us and we add nothing to it, no value, no significance. It's just God doing everything. So some woman gets her head crushed by a 7-foot crucifix in Italy, and that was God's plan. It was God's plan? It's not God's plan. It's a freak accident. When Jesus was walking the earth, there were freak accidents. Like in, where is it, Luke chapter 13? Warning, 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 Will Robinson, there are Bible verses up ahead. For those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity, we here at Bob and Yurt Live know that you would like to censor anyone who would dare quote a Bible verse in public. So this warning gives you fair notice. Raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered. Okay, Luke chapter, let me grab a Bible here. What version is this? Sounds like a King James or a New King James. Sure enough, it's a New King James. Okay. All right, Luke chapter 13, there were present at that time some who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he also spoke of the tower in Siloam that fell and killed 18. So there are two news stories that Jesus addressed. And the one story, a tower that was being built, fell over, and it killed 18 people. And so there were people with weird doctrinal ideas then, as there are now, and they wondered, wow, God killed those people. Why did he kill them? There must be a reason. They must have been the worst sinners. God judged them. It's bizarre. And the Galileans whom Pilate had killed, there were a number of Galileans who were coming from up north in Israel down to Jerusalem, and they were bringing their sacrifices with them. And Pilate had his soldiers kill these worshipers along with their animals on the road. And so the blood of the Jews mixed with the blood of the animals in the street. And this was brought up to the Lord. It's a news story. And if Jesus had a talk show, what would he say about these stories? Would he say, these things happen for a reason because these people deserve to die? It was God's plan. Is that what he would say? Well, here, Luke 13, verse 1. There were present at that season some... Oh, by the way, you're familiar with these Bible stories, right? These are common Bible stories that we get in Sunday school year after year when we're growing up, along with David killing Goliath and Noah's flood and the story of the Galileans killed by Pilate. No? You never heard this story before? Well, it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. It's smack dab in the middle of the Gospel of Luke. But you see, these stories and 100 others like them in the Bible, they don't fit in with the pagan Greek philosophical view of the world that everything is planned by God. And so Christianity collectively has no knowledge of these stories. It's as though they were never written, as though they didn't appear in the Bible. And there's some people listening to the show say, when I get home, I'm going to check and see if that's in that Luke 13. And Bob Enyart is probably making it up. He's probably reading a Jehovah's Witness Bible. It's right there. Read your King James, your New King James, your NASB, your HIV, whatever version you're reading. Just check it out. So it says here, Luke wrote, he was an historian. He wrote, there were present at that time some who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. The Lord is saying, no. No, that's a distraction. You guys need to repent. You need to repent of your own sins. Don't start thinking about these other people who die in this random crime and think it's all a big plan. Look, that's a distraction from what God wants to do in your own life. Verse 4, Jesus continued, "Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no," Jesus said. No! You guys are using this stuff as a diversion from the reality of having a righteous God who calls all men to repent, and there is room for all men to repent. And Christ died even for those false teachers who reject him. As Peter writes, that the false teachers, the false prophets, they rejected the Lord who bought them. He paid for their souls with his blood, and they rejected him. He died for all the world. The value of Jesus Christ is limitless. And some people, to defend this rather bizarre view of Christian theology, they say when Christ died, there was a limit to the value of his blood. He's the Son of God. He's God the Son. He's the Creator. The value of Christ's sacrifice is limitless. And God wants all men to repent. So some will quote when Jesus said, "Many are called and few are chosen." And of course, there are those who think that's about the United Methodist. Many are cold and a few are frozen. But it's no, it's many are called and a few are chosen. But if Christians who are obsessed with predestination, if they took the Bible more seriously, they would realize that if their theology is true, then the number of those called would be exactly the same as the number of those chosen. But they don't understand these terms even. The vast majority of the chosen people in the Old Testament, the vast majority went to hell. The vast majority of the elect. Because God chose a people to serve him and to prepare the world for the coming of the Messiah, and that nation pretty much rejected him. Yet they remained the chosen people, one by one, as they died and went to hell, but they were no different from the rest of the world and the nations and the Gentiles, because people all reject God, the chosen and those who were not the chosen people. So that by the time you get to the New Testament, Romans, Paul writes that the chosen people, the elect, they're enemies of the gospel. How could they be enemies of the gospel? They're the elect. Well, they are, because the elect rejected God. So we as Christians, we need to take God more seriously. God is real. This is not all a game. God is righteous. He's not arbitrary or capricious. And the Bible makes sense when we allow it to. So if you'd like to study the Bible with us, boy, we have so many tools for you to use. We have a 5-6 hour album on predestination and free will. We've been offering it on audio tape, and beginning in a week or two, it'll be available now on MP3 CD. So that'll be exciting. We have a manuscript on an overview of the whole Bible. And that is really fun. It's called The Plot. And once you get the story of the whole Bible, then hundreds of details begin to make sense. And apparent contradictions in the Bible disappear. Hey, by the way, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, it's just the best. Our kids go there. It's a beautiful campus, Maranatha in Arvada. Check it out.